Thankful again this evening for the Lord's goodness to us, for another opportunity to be here. Thinking about that song Brother Rod just let out in. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. And don't know if there is a sweeter words or a sweeter testimony that could be given to the Lord. To be able to take the most precious thing that we have and knowing that it was through the Lord and through His grace, His love, and His mercy that soul can be saved, and that is my testimony. I hope it's your testimony, and I hope it always will be my testimony. Do thank the Lord for that song. Thank you for being here this evening. Counting on your prayers. And I know you hear that often. We ask you to pray for us, and we ask that you would really take that to heart this evening. Take it to heart all the time and say a prayer for us. I've written on the board the words, put on thy strength. If you would, or if you would like, you can turn to Isaiah 52, which is where this passage, where this phrase is taken from. Isaiah chapter 52, reading there in verse 1. It says, awake, awake, put on thy strength. O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. If you were to read in the previous chapter, and there are a few verses there that indicate that Jerusalem has been beaten down, has been taken captive by her enemies, and they're being called upon. They're being called upon to rise out from this condition that they have found themselves in. And it appears, by the first words of this verse, awake, awake, it appears that Zion, or Jerusalem, has fallen asleep. That they've become unaware. Maybe they are unaware of their surroundings. They're unaware of the state that they're in. While they're there in captivity, they're just lying there in ruin and waste and ruin. And if you read, Jerusalem, Zion finds themselves in a state of mourning and crying out. And the Lord is concerned about this state that Jerusalem is in. This is not the state that Jerusalem is supposed to be in. This was not supposed to happen. This is where they weren't supposed to be here. And so there's a sense of urgency by those words, awake, awake. It says, wake up, awake, awake. And it's, wake up, Zion. You have fallen asleep. That's a dangerous place to be in. Awake and put on thy strength. It's time to exert thyself. It's time to be confident. It's time to be strong. It's time to be bold. This is not where you're supposed to be. You've got work to do. Get up. Become aware of what you're doing. I think about the times that we live in, and I know we make reference to this quite often, it seems, but it stays on my mind quite often. And I wonder the time we're living in and the things that we see going on around us. Is there a need for a sense of urgency? There was a sense of urgency for Zion, for Jerusalem. Is there a sense of urgency? Should we have a sense of urgency in living in this world today with the things that we have to face, with the things going on around us? And then is there potential for us to become desensitized? For us to become unaware of our surroundings? I would say there is. Yes. I would say there is potential. Even for Zion, even for Jerusalem, even for a child of God who knows the Lord, who is on fire for the Lord, who has previously been set free and has found themselves in the favor of God and in the love of God, I would say there is potential for even that person, even that child, to find themselves desensitized and unaware and even, Lord help us, even asleep. Lord help us that we not fall asleep. So I think about these first words. Awake, awake. I wonder how many times have you been driving down the road and you find yourself tired. I'm not talking about it's been a long day at work and I'm driving home and I just feel wiped out tired. I'm talking about tired where I'm driving down the road and I'm nodding off. I'm nodding off and I'm hitting the rumble strips and I come back to. That's the kind of tired, the dangerous kind of tired. What are some, and I'm smiling because I'm answering this question in my mind. What are some things that you have done? I don't like to ask for a show of hands, but if you have found yourself in that place where you're just holding the steering wheel with both hands and your eyes are bugged open as wide as they can get open, trying to stay awake, realizing the danger, realizing the potential danger. I mean, what happens if we fall asleep? So I think, what are some things that we've done? I mean, and I'll answer the question for myself. I mean, I have found myself, slapping my face or rolling down the windows, and I did some research on it one time of some different things you could do, and I even took out a bill out of my wallet and held it out the window, and this would have looked real silly to another person, but just I would scream at the top of my lungs. I mean, I've been in some really desperate places with that kind of a situation and falling asleep. I was just telling someone today that just as soon as a few weeks ago, I was driving down the interstate on the right lane and by myself on the interstate, thank the Lord, and I fell asleep and I woke up and I had crossed the lane and the rumble strip on the other side next to the median woke me up. And it was... The panic that came over me because I realized what had just happened. I realized the danger that I was in, and that's in that state. And is there a desperation today for us to wake up? How many of us are desperate? I mean, just really desperate to stay awake spiritually. I wonder, maybe we don't think about it that way too often, but I would like to think that we need to be desperate to stay awake, to stay aware, to know what's going on, to know what's going on, to know what my to to know what's going on around me. What kind of condition? What kind of condition am I in? And what kind of condition is my life in, my soul in? Have I been lulled to sleep by the things going on around me? Have they overtaken my mind? Have they just wrapped me up? Have I become so wrapped up that I'm going with the flow? And Lord, help us to be aware of the things that the devil will send our way, the things that he will put around us that has the potential to hold us captive. We can become captive to the things that in this world, the things that we're among every day. Awake, awake. You know, there is nothing the devil would like to see more. You know, there's people, and I'll just reference to people out in the world that the devil has, that the devil has control of, and he's got them in their little trance, and he's got them right where he wants them, and they're doing, and you know, he's got them. But there is nothing that the devil would like to see more than to see a child of God become sleepy, become sluggish, become unaware of where they're at in their life, and unaware of the things that's going on around them, and unaware of the dangers that falling asleep can have. Lord, help us to wake up. Lord, help me to wake up, then help me to stay awake. Lord, help me to be able to stay awake. Show it is that I need to do to stay awake. Well, the next part of that verse gives us some direction on what we can do going forward. So, awake, awake, put on thy strength. I have wished before, or thought how nice it would be if it was possible, when I think of this term to put on thy strength. Now, I'm thinking of this out of context, but how nice it would be when we come to something or come up against something, some kind of problem, or even in the physical, if we wanted to move something or do something that we knew was out of the realm of my capabilities, that there was just a suit or something that we could just put on. You know, that if I want to pick up this altar bench and move it to the back of the chapel, and there was no one here to help me, and I wanted to accomplish that, knowing that in my physical abilities I can't do that, but if I could go over here and I could pick up this suit and put it on, and I know that seems maybe a little silly, how nice would that be if it was that available to us? How nice would it be when I come to something in life that I need some help with, that all I had to do is do what the Scripture says. Put on thy strength. So let me go over here and get my suit of strength and put it on. Well, that's not really in context, but the Scripture does say to simply put on thy strength. Now, to be clear, this is not my strength. It's not something that I can just, if I think about it hard enough, or if I grunt hard enough, or if I push hard enough, that I can muster up enough strength to move it. No. It says, put on thy strength. So what is thy strength? What is thy strength? A few verses, and you won't have to turn there. I have them written down. I'll just read through them. Exodus 15, verse 2. Moses said, the Lord is my strength. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Dear ones, if we fall asleep, If we get to the point in our life where we're becoming desensitized and I'm not sure what's going on and I'm not paying attention, I would say that's some trouble. I would say that's a state that we don't want to be in. God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong." How? "Be strong in the Lord. The Lord is my strength and in the power of His might." Put on thy strength. So how do I put on my strength? Romans 13:14 says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's so much of the time when we come to these places, these troubles in life, and I'll speak for myself. It's not, I have to kind of hang my head on this one. Most of the time, we look for inward strength. We look for something, what can I do to get myself through this situation? If I look around and see I'm not in a good place and a good situation, it's kind of the first thought that comes to my mind. Lord, I need to get myself out of this place. Lord, this is not a place that I want to be in. I'm driving down the road and I'm nodding off and I'm falling asleep. You know, I'm doing all I can do to stay awake. I'm doing all these different little remedies to stay awake. And you know what? It lasts for a little bit. It does. It wakes me up for about 8 to 10 seconds. And every time I think, I'll nod off. And the panic and your heart starts beating fast. And you're like, okay, that was it. That was the last time. That was a bad one. Now I'm in the zone. I'm aware. I know what's going on. But if you'll find that those thoughts and that feeling only last for just a few seconds at the most, and you'll find yourself right back in that pattern. And I'll keep trying all these different remedies in our lives. You know, we can try over and over and over to try to do these different things to get me out of this situation, or to try to fix this situation, or if I'm falling asleep. And put on thy strength. Awake, wake up. Wake up. Look at where you're at. You're not supposed to be a captive. That's not my intent for you. This is not the place you're supposed to be in. Put on thy strength. Put on the Lord. Look to the Lord. Look to the Lord who saved you. This is not where He wants you to be. Put on thy beautiful garments. Some of the commentaries agreed that this had to do with joy. Put on thy beautiful garments. Be alive. Do something. These Zion and Jerusalem, they found themselves in a state of mourning. They, in the previous chapter, they had awake was talking to the Lord and it just, "Lord, show your strength," and they were just down and weren't happy with the place they were in. But the Lord says, put on thy strength. I am your strength. Put on thy garments. Go forth. Go with joy. And we have a race to run. We have places to go. I have I have something for you to do. But do it with purpose. Do it with a smile. Don't do it just, I'm down and I'm looking around and I'm looking at my situation and I feel like I'm being held down. I'm being pressed upon. You know, what good is it going to... What good is it going to do me to sit here in this life and look around and just talk about and complain about the situations that I'm in, the negative things going on around me? What good does it do? If I want to move this bench to the back of the chapel and I look at this bench and I say, you know what? There's no way that I can move this bench. I just can't do it. This is terrible. I can't accomplish this. And then I let that get to me, and I let that just bring doubt in my mind. And this is just a literal example, but in my mind, when we look around in this world and we see all these terrible things happening, and you know, we are in the world, but we don't have to be a part of these things going on in the world. It says, put on thy garments. Don't look around at your situations and let those bring fear and oppression and depression upon you. No, put on your beautiful garments and go forward. Do it with a smile on your face. Do it with joy in your heart. Let those around you know, this is I'm not a captive anymore. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out of this place. So the Lord has saved me. I'm going forward. I'm no longer here. Put on thy garments. Get ready. Put it on. Let's go. The devil would like us to become a captive and slaves to the things, to the negative, to the things going on around us, to the way those things can make us feel, the state, just the way things are going, and I see those things, and I can let those things begin to weigh on my mind, and you know, that's not the place that the Lord wants us in. He wants us to be above that. He wants us to be above those things by being aware of those things, putting on thy strength, looking to Him for the help that we need to get through those things, and then getting through those things with joy, with I'm ready to go. Let me put my garment on and go forward. There was a verse in Nehemiah 8 and 10 that says, part of that verse said, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, if we can get to the place in life where we can learn how to put on the Lord, to look to the Lord, it says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, putting on the Lord, putting on your garment, you know, that is that in itself is a armor. Can we say armor of protection? Against the things that we're going to face, against those things that are going to come against us. It's, what does it say? Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the garment that He has provided for us and go forward. And if you put on the Lord, you look to Him for that strength. That in itself is the protection that we're going to need to get ourselves out of this place and these places in life. And Lord help us. The next part of that verse, or going down to the next verse, says, shake yourself from the dust. You know, When we find ourselves in these places in life, we can tend to take on some of that stuff. Kind of gets on us. You know, some of that stuff can get on us. But it says, shake thyself from the dust. And one of the commentators said this way. He says, where you have been doesn't need to get on what you're walking into. You know, the Lord has called us to a place. We are not captives. He does not want us to be in this world. We are in this world, but not to be of this world, dwelling on these things. Get rid of those things. Get rid of those things. Shake those things. Shake away the doubts and the fears and that this life can bring. Loose yourselves. It says, loose yourselves from the bands of thy neck. Get those things away. Loose those things off of us. You know, we have something so very special. We have the Lord. We have our freedom in and through Christ. And again, I'm speaking for myself. The devil is ruthless. The devil is ruthless. And I have found through, no matter what the situation is in life, no matter what you're going through, and I think maybe it was mentioned this morning, busyness, things, you know, we can become, if we're not careful, we can become a slave to these things. We can be trapped by these things. We can become so used to these things. We can get caught up and things become routine. And my thoughts went to how you can see something taking place and you think, oh Lord, that's not good. That's not right. That's not supposed to be. And then as time goes on, you see more and more and more things and worse things and things that you say again, Lord, that's not right. That's not the way things are supposed to be. And then the previous thing, maybe is it still as much of as an importance? Are you still aware to that, or have we become desensitized? And just Lord help us that we be careful, that we not let our guard down, that we not fall asleep on the job. That we not fall asleep on the job of being a Christian, of being a child of God. You know, Zion in Jerusalem, that was God's chosen people. And look at where they found themselves. Did they ever think that they would be there? No. They didn't. I mean, you don't. Maybe we need to think about the potential and the dangers that can be. But you know, when I'm fixing to leave my job to go home early morning hours, I don't think while I'm at my job, well, you know what, I'm probably going to be falling asleep on the way home, and it's going to be dangerous, and that's just the place I'm going to find myself. No, I don't think about that, but it comes up on me and unaware. It just seems to happen. Lord help us that we not let our guard down, because the last place we want to be, you know, we have been freed. We are no longer captive, and that's the last place that we want to be, is back a captive at the devil's mercy. Lord help us to awake, to wake up, to stay awake. Put on thy strength, look to the Lord, put on thy garments, and go forward. Thank you for your attention. Y'all pray for me.